As a matter of fact, I noticed Negro obituaries in Mobile. So and so passed on the such and such a day, left so many adoring cousins and nephews and all that.
Flowery obituary. What about crude or jokey terms? Say that old Soweto Valley.
Kicked off.
Heard anything besides that? Kicked off or any other kind of kick?
Kicked out, maybe.
Kicked the bucket.
Kicked the bucket. Oh yeah. Yeah, kicked the bucket.
What about croaked?
Croaked, right.
Cashed in his chips.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Did you say that wrong?
Cashed in his chips.
Say, old so-and-so's been dead for a week now and nobody's yet figured out what he
died from or died of.
Place where people are buried, that's called a
cemetery.
Anything else?
Well, I've heard it called a graveyard, burying ground, burying yard.
Would it make a difference if it were, say, out on private property just for one family? Maybe have a little fence around it?
A plot, a burial plot.
And the box that people are buried in, you call that then?
Casket or a coffin.
And the ceremony for the deceased, that's the
funeral.
And if people are in black at the funeral, you say they're in
mourning.
Somebody asks you if they met you on the street, well, how are you doing today? If it's just an average day, what would you probably
say? Oh, pretty good.
Or say if some, when older people complain, they're getting aches and pains in their joints, you know, they might say they've got a touch of
the rheumatiz or rheumatics.
You ever heard people call it miseries?
Miseries, yeah.
This is a disease that children used to die from, get sores.
Diphtheria?
Yeah. And the disease that causes your skin to turn yellow, that would be
malaria or jaundice.
And if somebody had to have his appendix taken out, I'd say he had an attack of
appendicitis.
And if somebody ate something that disagreed with them and it came back up, you'd say you had to
throw up or vomit
or
toss his cookies.
That's great. Is that considered, would that be considered, what is that on the politeness scale?
Well, I think that's all right.
That's exactly right.
Toss his cookies, okay. Yeah. Now, I don't know where I can pick that up. I think it usually comes from people getting seasick.
So what about cruder terms that would mean the same thing?
Puked.
Did you say upchucked?
I didn't, but a lot of people do say upchuck.
And you're
upchucked all over the place, yeah.
What about, you had to herb it up?
Herb, yeah. Herped up.
Or, I was interviewing one woman in Arkansas. And she was going to college in the 50s. She said that a lot of people, like the fraternities for other people, said so-and-so drank too much and had to flash.
Flash? I never heard that.
You ever heard somebody say when he had to blow lunch?
No.
Barf.
Barf, I've heard of barf bag, really, like they use on an airplane. But I never heard that word barf until later years.
And somebody who's like that, you say he's sick where?
Sick at the stomach.
These things that teachers used to make a distinction in English class, they would always say,